All righty, you guys. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Broken Vessels Podcast. This is your host, Latoya Washington, here tonight. We already have people in the waiting room coming on in. Thank you, Malia Franklin, for coming on in tonight. We thank you so much. God bless you. We pray that this webinar truly just encourages you and gives you tools and strategies for today. So we thank you. Just want to give honor to God for just the burden to really talk about some of these things and just kind of give a backdrop for those who are tuning in. I was hearing so many different stories concerning, you know, bad contracts and money being stolen. And guess what? It was happening with other Christian entrepreneurs. And I said, oh my goodness, maybe I'm just a little naive, but if we're representing Christ in the marketplace, we should be doing things the way God would do things and move the way He wants us to move. And to treat people with love and respect and honor. And also, because we're representing Him, just reflect that light that others may have not seen. And, you know, so I was like, well, how can we talk about this and have this conversation? And so stretching out there, just shouting out When Women Empowered, this fabulous group, who the visionary is here tonight, Tiffany Harris. And I'm like, we're going to stretch out there and see who's going to say yes. And these beautiful ladies said yes. So I just give honor to God for you all. I thank you all. And before we get started, I am going to introduce each and every one of these speakers. So first and foremost, just want to welcome you all to Kingdom Integrity, representing Jesus Christ in the marketplace. And our first speaker that we're going to introduce today is Tiffany Harris. Woo, woo, woo. When Women Empower. I thank God for this beautiful sister. Tiffany is a wife, a mother, award-winning international speaker, mindset coach and mentor, two-time author, co-author, two-time recipient for Changemaker of the Year, Business Grammy nominee, and Faith Made Millionaire nominee. Tiffany is the founder of an international women's membership community, When Women Empower, which all of us here tonight are a part of. Tiffany is committed to empowering women across the globe to shift the way their minds are set so they can soar, scale, and succeed in every area of their life. Tiffany's core belief is when you shift your mindset, there will be a shift in the trajectory of your life. So let's give a round of applause. Just saying, Tiffany. Welcome. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. And my next sister, Nicole Streets from Boutique for Business LLC. Welcome, beautiful. Nicole is the owner of Nicole Strategy Agency, established the coaching and consulting business in August of 2021. And Nicole holds a bachelor's degree in business management and a master's degree in business administration with a concentration in healthcare administration. Listen, these sisters are blessed, full of wisdom and knowledge, giving God glory for that. She has studied business intelligence systems management and human resources management. She has built many relationships with businesses, schools, and community members. And Nicole's Strategy Agency offers services which include individual and group coaching, leadership development training, innovation, and strategy planning and business consulting. Let's give a round of applause for this beautiful sister, Nicole.
Yeah,
we need to get an audience. I'm just saying, we might have to get an audience, ladies. Yes, but last but not least, this beautiful, beautiful soul, Deborah Smart from One Smart Lady Productions. Deb Smart is also known as One Smart Lady, has helped over 50 first time and inspiring authors get their standalone books written and published, and assisted 35 authors to write their chapters in over 5 anthology books. My God, her invincible tenacity helps her stay focused and on task to continue working for as long as the Lord allows her to be a productive servant leader to her family, friends, and community. She worked 16 years in corporate, rising up the ranks from file clerk to senior programming consultant for Penn Mutual Life in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Deb took a 26-week severance package and launched Direct Connections, Inc. in 1985, a computer software development and training business. In 1998, following the advice of a client who admitted her writing skills, she founded Gladstone Publishing Services, a full-time service publishing business. And in 2011, she merged both businesses into One Smart Lady Productions, LLC, which incorporates all of her talents, skills, and gifts into a three-tier proprietary service called Smart Publishing Lifestyles to help first-time and aspiring writers build a publishing and marketing platform in addition to getting their books written and published. Listen, I got chills just reading that bio, but this... Deborah Smart, you guys, thank you all for coming. Yes. Thank you. Listen, I don't even know where to get started, but I know the focus is integrity. But I just want to say these bios truly are a blessing to see that God truly has answered the prayers. I can say for Tiffany, for me, Ms. Deb, Nicole, that all of us come together as believers mm-hmm. and be unified to help each other. And I can just see how God is going to do that. So last but not least, let's just talk about, you know, well, first and foremost, not last but not least, but let's talk about what is integrity. And so I just got the basic definition and then I'll ask the ladies their thoughts on it. So what is integrity? So according to Webster's Dictionary, integrity is defined as a firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values, incorruptibility, the quality of being honest, and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. So starting with you, Nicole, tell us a little bit about what integrity means to you in business or in general.
Sure. So first of all, thank you for having me. Integrity to me is just doing things honestly, doing things according to scripture, praying, staying in that state of, you know, doing what God would want you to do, thinking things over and consulting with other people when you need to. So integrity is doing things right also when no one's looking. And it's just really just being honest and building trust and allowing or hoping that the person trusts you. But just when you do, when you say you're going to do something, mean what you say and deliver. So for me, that's been integrity. You know, someone asks me to do something, I tell them, you know, if I can do it, if I can't do it, I'll tell you I can't do it. It's being honest with yourself and the client. And when you can help them, doing it with, you know, integrity, obviously, doing it with honesty, with dignity and respect for their money, their time, and their energy.
Thank you, Nicole. And that is so true. Be honest with yourself and others. If you know you cannot produce something or you may not have even the strength to do it, don't give, you know, your full heart into things. I think sometimes when you're working with people, like if you go to the grocery store and you see they bagging your groceries, they don't have no enthusiasm. They're not even looking at you. You know, they're not even, you know, trying to just seem like you're the focus at that time. I think it's so important to say, you know what, I'm not at the best space right now. So can we maybe schedule this tomorrow mm-hmm. so you have my undivided attention? You know, so thank you for bringing that up, Nicole. Yep. Tiffany, tell us your thoughts on integrity.
Well, again, first of all, thank you, Latoya, for the opportunity to be here and be on the speaker platform from this webinar. I appreciate it. And so I think Nicole summed it up perfectly, right? And what she said is almost all of what I was going to say. And so if I can add anything to what Nicole said, I think for me is integrity is also not abusing and taking advantage of the position and the gifts that God has given you, right? And not misusing that. And like Nicole said, you know, operating with integrity is being honest when no one's looking and when people are looking, you know, doing what you say you're going to do. If you can't do it, don't do it. And so I think the other additional piece I would add is just not taking advantage and abusing of the gifts and the positions that God had placed you in. And I, too, have had conversations with people where they are hesitant and skeptical about doing business with certain people because of the kingdom hurt. And we hear about kingdom hurt and kingdom mistrust, you know, in so many different ways. And one of them is related to business. And so integrity is being that example, being that beacon of light, being that beacon of hope and inspiration, and being trustworthy at all times and not fumbling what it is or mishandling what it is that God has trusted you with. So not only are these individuals you're in business with trusting you, God is also trusting you. So what are you going to do? You know, I feel like it's disrespectful to God to operate without integrity. He's the one who gave this to you. And when I went to the Faith Made Millionaire conference back in November, they had signs posted everywhere that said, doing big business God's way. And that's what it's about. Integrity is about doing it God's way. And so that's my perspective on it.
Amen. Doing it God's way. Doing it God's way. And now, Deb Smart, tell us your thoughts on integrity and business.
Well, I've been around for a long time, as you could see. And through my experience of growing within the Lord, for me, if you're working as a Christian, you have to stay within, in that boundary, stay within the boundaries. He said, we are the salt of the earth and we should be the light. And if you really understand what salt does, in those days, it fertilized the soil. So we in our business should fertilize and seed the soil for our clients and make sure the fruit that we plant comes up. Because when you plant certain fruit seeds, certain fruit is going to come up. So if you plant the seed of integrity where people trust you, and it all comes down to mindset and thoughts. If you can get your thoughts to be consistent with what the purpose is and your intentions, that's all stored in your heart, you know, and the Lord just, if you, you know, just don't, I've learned not to count on me because at my age, I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. So I just say, Holy Spirit, take over. But really, it comes down to really being the salt that the Lord, that Jesus said that we are. We are the salt of the earth and we need to be the light. Light dispels darkness. So therefore, we need to live in our truth.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I thank God for you guys even mentioning different parts of integrity, because I know there's like integrity is kind of like the big tree here, but there's also different roots of that that I realize, like, integrity also can be consistency. So, you know, remaining consistent, you know, as a, you know, in a business, if you're putting up social media content or things like that, we know Facebook has made it a little easier where you can schedule your Facebook posts and you can schedule these things, and remaining consistent in the business God has given you. I'm going to tell on myself with that. Sometimes was a challenge the first year or two, because it was so many things going on, but to be consistent in that is a part of integrity as well. So I thank you for mentioning that, Deborah. And the plant, the seed of integrity, man, that is so powerful, because the foundation must be Christ. Like for it to last, for it to longevity, it Christ needs to be at the root. Anybody want to say anything else about that before we move forward?
Yes, I just wanted to add to your point. Remaining consistent is so key, because, you know, I've learned in my first year, I'm going to be transparent here, that a lot of people didn't stick with the program. They would give, you know, sometimes financial things come up, but they expect unrealistic expectations. So I said, how can I look at that and help train and help people learn that there is a process to this? You know, so then it helped me through seeing where the problem was, that I needed to do a better job at explaining to people the importance of consistency and how much of a step there is in the growth process. So, you know, I appreciate you saying that, because it's our job as coaches to also educate the person. Now, whether or not they stay with the program or not, but it is important through all of us to be consistent and to understand there is, it's like a seed. You know, it's funny, I did my presentation on that. So I'm like, hallelujah, it's resonating. People understand, you know, when you plant a seed, it's in your mind, but then you have to allow it to grow. And that does not look the same for everybody. But if you remain consistent and you use a God faith values, right, the mindset that God gives us spiritually, that will transform. But it's all about being patient. And God teaches that in the Bible too. I don't know the scripture, but being obedient and being patient. So if we're obedient, patient, and we trust the process, then we will see that seed grow. And so it's important, again, remaining consistent and trusting in God and trusting the process, especially for growth that takes time.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to say anything? Go ahead, Tiffany. I see you.
Yeah. So I want to go back to what you said when you said, I'm going to tell of myself and we're being consistent, and I struggle with that. Right. And so that's the thing. If we're all honest, we've all struggled with some consistency in some way, but it doesn't mean that we don't operate with integrity. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think we have pure and honest intentions, and God looks at our heart, and that's what he's focused on. And so when we're able to be honest about that, you know, because God knows our heart, you know, we're not intentionally being deceitful or operating without integrity. And then, you know, like you said, and it's a mindset. We know what we want to do. We want to operate in the spirit of integrity. So that's our mindset. So then we're going to have these different feelings, and we're going to take different courses of action. And so I think, Toya, if you would reflect on myself as well, compare where I'm at now to where I was, you know, God helped me to get to a level of consistency. My intentions were not to be integral, you know, it was just God needed to help me. We all a work in progress. So you will give yourself grace, yes. Latoya. Give yourself yes. the same grace to give other people. I know I'm a work in progress.
Yes.
I know sometimes I fall short and fall off, but you know my heart. And my yes. heart is to serve your people, right? Yes. So I can make a difference in their life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for elaborating on that. I'm not going to be hard on myself, because I thank God for the progress. Like you said, the small steps, like looking back now, we're going into our 6 years in business. And it's like, I remember when we first started, you know, out of the trunk of the car, and, you know, and it's like, we didn't have no website. We didn't have none of that. So it's those little things, you know, as you mentioned, Tiff, the progress, the growth. And I thank God for that. Ms. Deb, did you want to say anything either before we move?
I just wanted to say real quickly, it's all about building the foundation. There's a saying that systems work and people fail, because we rely on ourselves and we don't bring in a team to help us build our business. And I am guilty of that. I have been guilty for so many years. I've been a solopreneur for so many years. I brought people in, but yet I let people go because they weren't doing exactly the way I wanted to do it. You know, so I'm getting a lot more patient and understanding that people aren't inside my head. And so I have to teach him, you know, the things that I need done.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that, Ms. Deb. I just want to go on to the next slide to just see, in reference to the scripture, this really stood out for me. It was Proverbs 11:3, how it says, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgression shall destroy them." And I thought, my God, how integrity can guide us. How when our mindset, as you all have said, is focused on representing Christ in the marketplace, it will guide us. It will guide our business meetings. It will guide our conversations. It will guide the deals we may make. You know, it's like, okay, every door is not a godly door. Yeah, it's open, but should I walk through this? The integrity of the upright shall guide us. So I just wanted to talk about that for a second. And then also, I love how the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. And so I think about, and if you guys want to share, you can, but I think about a moment in our business adventures where it was a stressful, stressful deal. And I was like, why is it so much stress with this? Maybe it's God. I'm not sure. And at the end, when God revealed, no, daughter, that wasn't me. There was some integrity issues with that particular business. Yes, it was a Christian business, but I need you to see that there was an integrity issue there. Because when I bless, there's no sorrow with it. And I sat in that for a second and I said, my God, because I didn't understand what is going on. You know, did I not see correctly? Did I not discern that correctly? That type of thing. But he had to teach me, and it was a teachable moment. Did you guys ever go through an experience like that where God had to like teach you? All right, listen, I need to show you this here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I've over the years, many situations in which I thought that this is the way that things should be handled. And I'm giving my best. I'm an honest individual. I have no idea why this is so hard. You know, I present my project overview as step 1, 2, 3. This is how it's going to be handled. And for some reason, and this has happened multiple times, the individuals have not really read the project overview. So they come back with questions like, said, didn't you read what I sent out to you? You know, so it's more than just us. Also, it's mm-hmm. training the people who come into our lives, how we work and how we operate. And if they do go sideways, we just have to pray, keep focus on. Well, I have three things, and I think I mentioned it to you during my interview, that the Lord taught me how to do. Be still. Don't respond right away. Don't react. Be still. Focus on now. Okay, so what is the situation? How did we get here? And how can we improve it? And then follow the directions, follow the desires of your heart, because your heart, the Lord has placed everything there that you need to be successful in your business. You just have to pay attention and not let someone who's going sideways pull you down the wrong path. So again, it's building that foundation of understanding, what am I presenting to my clients? And in this situation, did I present it incorrectly, or did I misstep? Or did they not read the instructions? I mean, you at Christmas times, you get those toys to put together for your kids, and they've got all these different pieces, and there's always one piece left over. You know, so it's really just taking your time, and just it's self-care. Mm-hmm. Truly, it's all about self-care and knowing that you are being led by the Lord and just going to Him whenever there's a question.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can add to that too. Personal experience in year two of my business, and I don't know if the client didn't read the fine line, and you know, I made some mistakes on my end because it was family and I didn't take the contract serious. But let's just say I provided the service, but because I didn't have them sign a contract, mm-hmm. I ended up giving them their money back. Now most people would say, oh, you did the work. But just to avoid, because the person, it seems as if they just wanted to just ask me for their money back. You know, one of the things is you have to be serious. So mm-hmm. I learned from that two things. Make sure your paperwork is right, but also mm-hmm. educate the people as much as you can. Like if you really have to take additional half an hour. So now I have an onboarding process where I'm really telling you expectations, because I realized she didn't read or didn't understand that, yeah, I was creating a business plan for you, but then after the business plan is for you to develop the business, we got to go through the state register. And she was like, oh, whoa. So after I had started the process, I ended up working for free, but I learned and was able to improve my system. So I feel mm-hmm. as though as service providers, even though we try to operate integrity, sometimes you do have to look at yourself and say, hey, I did something wrong. Or honor the person, even if somebody else may say, I would have never done that, just for, you know, God to bless you, because, you know, I just didn't mm-hmm. want to go any further. I just, even though I provided the services, I just gave her back her money. So sometimes we have to mm-hmm. look at ourselves and say, hey, what can I learn from this? And, you know, sometimes you have to do things you probably wouldn't want to do, but when you're operating in integrity, you have to humble yourself and do what God tells you and be obedient. And I've gotten back that money tenfold. So, you know, so I'm glad that I was honest, because I think I was being tested also. So I just said that, you know, just being honest. Sometimes we have to look at ourselves as coaches, as professionals, and say, what can I learn from this, and how can mm-hmm. I improve my systems?
Amen. Amen, Nicole. I thank you for that because, you know, it taught you something. You learned something. You changed how the business functioned in regards to certain things, and not saying anything against family. But sometimes, you know, we have challenges with family, and, you know, it's all love. But it's like, wait a minute. You know, you got this shirt. I remember you paid, you know, you said you wanted this shirt, got the shirt made, and oh, I don't have the money right now. And I'm like, okay, well, it changed how we did things. So, okay, before we send this out, we have an invoice, and the invoice needs to be paid. So you're right. It was like a shift, and we had to learn, you know, how to do things differently. And also something you brought up that helped before I moved to Tiffany is make sure that the customer understands and that we communicate clearly. And I've even changed how we say things. So did you understand what I meant by that? Or would you like me to elaborate further because of misunderstandings in the past? So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
And Tiffany, go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah. So great points, ladies. And one of the things that Deb said is to be still, right? And Nicole talked about, you know, did I explain it correctly? Did I educate them? Right. And did I give them a proper explanation? And sometimes people, you know, business owners, professionals or leaders, they move to their own timing and not God's timing. They're too hasty and they're impatient, and they operate and put these businesses in place where how can you educate your customer where you're not even educated? You haven't done the work. You haven't done your due diligence. You haven't done the research to put this business together, right? And so, and then you go and trying to present it to somebody else, and that's where you have a lot of confusion and mistrust, you know, in these business relationships and business endeavors. And so I just thought about that when Deb was saying to be still, you know, God's timing is perfect timing. And I can remember when starting out in business, you know, I wanted things to happen on Tiffany's time. I'm like, what's going on? Things not falling into place. Like, things got to move. Well, that's because I wasn't waiting on God, right? And in retrospect, I wasn't ready to step out there and have my coaching business. I wasn't ready. And if I would have got out there and jumped out in the deep end, I would have drowned. It would, you know, there is no failing. It would have been lessons learned, but it wouldn't have been as successful, right? So sometimes we have to learn how to delay that gratification. And sometimes we want things to happen when we're ready. And God's like, no, not yet, right? I'm going to build it. Let me build this business. Everybody who's supposed to come to you and be customers and consumers and everything, they're going to come. And so, like you said, Deb, to be still. And we got to educate ourselves before we can try to educate somebody else. And people know when you don't know what you're talking about in business, like, they really think this, they don't know what things are.
Right.
So it makes a big difference. So do your homework, do your due diligence, sit with God, be intentional about spending time with him, and let him give you the blueprint. Let him give you the instruction and everything will be smooth sailing.
And I just want to add one last thing to one thing I learned too. Thank you, Tiffany, to add to that. Do your own research, because one of the things I learned is that no matter if you, it's always something you can learn. Nobody knows it all. And the more that you educate yourself, when somebody else tries to educate you, you can counter it or negotiate. You know, it's not just them telling you anything. So do a little research yourself, like Tiffany said, on both parts. Well, the business should always do, but I'm talking about the potential consumer. And, you know, one of the things I tell people is do a little research, because it's not just me telling you, it's you. This is your project. This is yours. So you want to learn about it as much as possible. So that if somebody does try to tell you, oh, this is what it is, you can kind of say, let me get back to you, or I got questions about that or whatever. So always feel comfortable to ask questions. Anybody that's rushing you and, you know, making you rush to make a decision, or if it don't sound right, don't go through it. And the more that you educate yourself a little bit on whatever it is that you want to do, the more they have less opportunity to take advantage of you as well. So.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, ladies. So here's the next thing I wanted to talk about, because I think me and Nicole had this conversation and Tiffany touched on it a second ago, is sometimes in business, we have this time frame in our head, like, bam, I'm going to have this many followers, this many customers. And reality hits that, you know, it's only about 50 people, you know, it's only, you know, a few likes and that type of thing. But the biggest thing that I wanted to really share and discuss today also was longevity versus short-lived popularity. Mm-hmm. Because when I tell you back in the day, what used to be popping is not popping anymore. So what happened with Blockbuster? Blockbuster was the best. Like when I'm aging myself a little bit, but Blockbuster was like the best. And then all of a sudden you start seeing things close down and they're like, well, what is going on? And here's Netflix and here's Redbox and here's all these little different businesses that popped up. But as we see, the market can change. So how do we, you know, shift in that so that we remain, you know, a company of substance and long lasting instead of just a short lived business? So there are some things that I just wrote down to touch on. Of course, prayer, fasting, long continuance, permanence, durability. And I think Nicole mentioned about remaining teachable. So it's these things that I felt would help in regards to remaining, you know, in longevity with your business. And a transformed mind, we all have touched on it tonight multiple ways, is that transform mind, transform your thinking, remaining teachable. Is there any other things that you ladies would like to add in regards to that longevity column?
One of the things that has helped me stay viable is that knowing what my core skill and gift is, that I could always reach back in and retool myself, re-educate myself to keep up with technology, because technology is what's killing a lot of the businesses. Like you said, Blockbusters went by the way because of Netflix. You know, Netflix took over Blockbuster's lane. So basically taking a really clear look at what you, like I started out as a computer programmer. What is the internet developed around computer programming? You know, so I basically kept pace and I switched from a, you know, brick and mortar computer consultant to an internet consultant in 2006, whenever internet or Facebook came around. And then I also, Gladstone Publishing, instead of being a brick and mortar publisher and traditional publisher, I'm now working with individuals who want to self-publish. So basically it's looking at the trends in your core business, which you're passionate about, and making sure you invest in your training to make sure you keep pace or be ready. I haven't been active in Facebook for the past couple of months because I've been building a new foundation. And I'm okay with that because I know that once it's launched, it's going to be accepted. So it's not, again, timing. Create something that's going to be permanent. Right now, I'm at the season of my life that I'm building a legacy that will live on after the Lord takes me home. And I'm okay with that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Ms. Deb, because invest in training. And I also wanted to add too is someone else also just commented and said, life outside the streets, key phrase, and what you are passionate about. Yes. Yes. So also is building a new foundation, as you mentioned, and taking that time and invest in training. I remember taking the time to take a course on Canva. And I had no clue what I was doing. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take this course. But the teacher, the instructor was so patient that it really resonated where it took root, that I understand how to navigate this. But that required investing some money. That required investing some time. So thank you for mentioning that. Tiffany, were you going to say something, hon?
Yes. Just the first piggyback off of Deb, what she said was spot on. You know, and one of the best investment that you can make is investing in yourself. And that's it. Right. And so you always have to invest in yourself. And I think the other thing with longevity in business and what has helped me is paying attention to people's needs. people will tell you what they want and what they need. So we have to make sure that we're creating a system and tailoring programs and operating a business based off of the need for the our niche, right? And the population that we're serving. What is it that they need? Like, people will let you know. I'm telling you that I need steak, but you keep trying to serve me pork chops. Like, that's not what I'm telling you that I need, right? So for me, it's, I think it's very big on listening to what the people are saying, what your consumers are saying, what your clients are saying. And then also, you know, ongoing surveys, get feedback, right? Yeah. And without even telling you, like, regular ongoing feedback. Was this helpful? Have I served you? What else mm-hmm. can I do for you? You know, what's working, what's not working? And so, and as business owners and entrepreneurs, we can't be afraid to get that feedback, right? Everybody's not going to think that we have this A-plus business. There's always going to be room for improvement. So we have to be open to that. And that's going to help the longevity of our business.
Amen. Amen. And Nicole, I see you. You go ahead, honey.
I thought Tiffany and, Tiffany kind of summed it up for me. You know, definitely I always, as a coach, tell people or advise people that getting feedback and surveys is pivotal, because it allows you to look outside of yourself and say, hey, you know, how do people feel about this? How can I improve? And it also shows vulnerability that you want to improve, because I think that even as, like we said earlier, you can never get to the point where you think you know it all. We always have to be teachable. Also, timeless, creating a timeless brand, you know, making yourself different. When everybody goes this way, you know, try to go stay where you are. Like we talk about in our group, Win Women Empowerment, you know, just being yourself, authentic self, learning about who you are and your strengths are, and building off of that. And God will just do the rest, because I feel like, you know, even though with my clients, I do assessments, I also pay attention to my business and what I need to do, but I also advise them on what they need to be doing, which is the research part. Research is so important because, you know, you have to pay attention to where the market is going. So each market changes based on economy and things like that. So when you have a coach, we're able to look at, you know, who you are, what it is that you're kind of accomplished, and give you different strategies and recommendations, advising on where your market is going, but also what you can do to stay competitive. And so that's where the assessments coming at. So anybody that's giving you business advisory, these are the things that they need to be giving you. They need mm-hmm. to be listening, number one, like Tiffany said, helping you create a timeless brand, you know, really thinking about the longevity like you asked, and then doing those assessments and educating you on the benefits of it. And those that are ready, they'll understand.
Right. If I may jump in for a moment. Sure. One of the things is, don't throw away your wants. Because if you do something that you really don't want to do, it's not going to be done at the right proper level. So make connections with people who are in similar industries that you're in, that you can pass that person on to, and you don't lose the relationship, that individual, and they'll thank you for not just kicking them to the curb or giving them a real poor service, because that's not what you really wanted to do.
Right. And that's so true, because they're going to remember that. You know, I remember one time that this lady really wanted a shirt, and we were out at an event, and she just was like, I really want this shirt. But we didn't have her size, unfortunately. And I mean, I said, you know what, we're going to make this happen. And we went above and beyond. We hand delivered it to her house, all types of stuff, had it all mm-hmm. wrapped up and nice, because we're like, we didn't have it there, and we apologize, but we had this for you. And she always remembers mm-hmm. that. She literally, mm-hmm. because it's thinking about word of mouth and how integrity goes to how the business, the product, the service, the, you know, the reputation of that company too. So that is so important. So I want to talk a little bit about the short-lived popularity, because I know we see the things on social media, just 1 minute. This video is I forget the term for it, but this video is streaming and it's popular. And then all of a sudden we don't see that person anymore. We don't see that product anymore. And I thought about how sometimes it's very important to be careful to compare our business to someone else's. Mm-hmm. And I think I really wanted to talk on that, because if I see, like, my sisters that are on here tonight are doing wonderful things, but I can't compare their journey to my mm-hmm. journey. And if I'm in this comparison mindset, I'm not going to move at all. I'm going to be stuck and I'm not going to be in prayer. I'm not going to be in fasting. I'm not going to be teachable because I'm literally focused on what Nicole is doing and comparing what I'm doing to Tiffany. And I think comparison like can create conflict with your business, you know, being in, you know, longevity. So what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think this is good. This is so good. And, you know, you're spot on and I'm glad that you brought this up. And so I remember when, and like you said, with people showing up, and here's the other thing. People can be whoever they want to be on social media, right? You may think they have this lavish life or things is popping and they're streaming, and but you don't know their process. You don't know the struggle. You don't know what they've gone through to get to where they're at. And just because you see them up there and they appear to be thriving, you really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I can relate to starting something and stopping because I compared myself, right? And mm-hmm. and not only did I compare myself, that was one thing, but I also didn't believe in the gifts that God had given me, right? I thought that because mm-hmm. I had a past and I'd done certain things, I questioned, well, God, why do you want to use me, right? Like, are you sure you want me? And so 8 years ago, I started a women's community in a living room of my home, right? And so it wasn't called When Women in Power. It was called Tea with Tea. And I sold tickets. The ladies came. I had speakers in my living room. You know, we cried, we laughed, we were healed, we prayed, we were set free. We built connections and relationships. However, although I was thriving, I had this imposter syndrome. I doubted myself. And because it was in my home, I wasn't grateful for what God had given me, you know, and allowed me to struggle what I had. And I was looking at other people who were having conferences at venues. I thought that what I was doing was insignificant. And so that was one thing. So I stopped it. The other thing was like, okay, I know these ladies are showing up. They're crying and telling me how much they appreciate it. But God, really, like, you want to use me, the same person who was the lookout person for robberies and the getaway driver and popping pills, the same person that been in jail, like, really? And it was mind-blowing because here it is. The ladies were showing up, but I still didn't trust what God had put in my hands. And I think also with that was because of fear. Right. I was running from my purpose and what it is that he was, you know, calling me to do. So all those things combined that you can experience this short lived, you know, operation and business. So, you know, I had to spend some time with God and God had to shake me around a little bit and like slap my cheek. Like, listen, do you know who you are, who you belong with? Get yourself together. I don't care about none of that you did. And so once I had to, you know, shift my mindset, you know, things were changed and I can have this longevity in business.
Amen. And someone, Nicole, before you, and someone had just mentioned that, Tiffany. So I just thank God that you literally answered the question to this, because one of our viewers says, I am battling with imposter syndrome right now, but God keeps showing me the way. So I want you to know, woman of God, whoever you are, I may not know you, that we have been through that before. Me and Tiffany can attest to that, you know, and Tiffany definitely just shared, like, knowing who we are in Christ, knowing that we are children of the Most High God, and telling ourselves that, transforming our mind and our thinking. And sometimes I have to say it every day. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. I belong to Him. God has put these gifts and talents in me for His glory. And I am sure in that. And so we will keep you in prayer and we believe in God for you. Sorry, ladies. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, wait a minute. We got to pray for our sister, because I know how that feels. And sometimes you'll start to sabotage. You'll start to literally sabotage what God is doing because you don't know who you are. And your identity is just one way and this way. But I'm praying sureness in Christ Jesus for you, that whatever He's asked you to do, He's equipped you and you are qualified to do it. So I just wanted to say, go ahead.
And I just wanted to say, you know, I went to service yesterday, praise God. And you have to put on a full armor. That was the word. And you have to put on a full armor everywhere. We do, because we're being tested. You know, I did a little
survey myself, a little study. I posted a picture, and I really don't get into that because that's what I'm actually getting away from, because that's what the enemy, like Tiffany said, wants us to focus on, the negative, right? But look at the blessings. I'm on here today. So I got a phone call today that I'm getting an application for sex, Goldman Sachs, you know, like, so,
yes,
but had I given up, you know, so you have to look beyond these numbers. But I just wanted to say, put on the armor, but also, you know, positive affirmations, remembering who you are, because I did a survey, right? I posted a picture of my daughter on Facebook, and everybody and their cousin was like, oh, hey, she's cute, happy birthday. But when I post on there that I'm speaking or that I'm doing something positive, I may get like 6 likes. But I said, you know, if I focus on that, I'm not going to get to the blessing. And so if I can just push through these numbers and, you know, not worry about that and just keep pressing on, because, you know, those are your friends and family that watch you grow up. They know what you've been through. They know about the robbers. They know about the, you know, the what you did and, you know, how you have risen and bettered yourself. And you would think that they would be the ones to support you, but it's not going to be them. It's your Win Women Empowerment Sisters.
Come on.
It's the people that's calling you in your DM all of a sudden saying, hey, sister, I want you on my platform. So if you just remain obedient and steady and trust in God and know that the enemy sends people too, or the enemy is working too, and you put on that full armor, you'll be fine, period.
Amen. Amen. And go ahead. Was someone going to say something?
I was just going to jump in and say something.
Yes, Ms. Deb.
Thing about comparison and competition. It's good to know who your competitors are, and it's good to compare what you're doing just to make sure if you're comparing it to someone who is a little ahead of you on the journey of your business where you learn. That's how I learn. I do not have a full college degree. I learn from modeling other people. I am a great mimic. I am the greatest imposter in the world. Believe me, and it's not bad until you get to that level where you know the Lord has got you. He has given you the power to overcome any adversity. And again, learn to be still, focus on what you want to take on, stay in your lane. Don't get distracted because somebody else is doing X, Y, and Z and you want to do A, B, C. Just stay focused on what your purpose is. And the key thing is know what your purpose is and why you're doing it.
Yeah. And I think Tiffany talks about that. And I've seen other speakers talk about that. You have to know your why. There's some times where literally I will just so happen to be cleaning up something in the office and I will see a vision statement that we wrote back in 2018. And it gives me a jolt. It's like, oh my goodness, we are actually doing what we wrote way back then. And it just gives you that jolt. It gives you that push to keep going, because you're like, okay, Lord, I know you're doing it because you sent this little reminder. Sometimes people don't like their Facebook memories, but I like it a little bit because I'm like, oh my goodness, I remember that we did this first vending event and we didn't have this and we didn't have that. And now we have business cards. We have, you know, little shelves to make it look all nice. But before, we just had a white tablecloth and the shirts was just laid out, right? We didn't know what we were doing. But it just gives you that boost, that to know your why. I thank God for that. Anybody else want to share anything too?
Yeah, and absolutely, you know how I feel about that, talking about the why. That's the first thing that I did to shift the course of my life. But I wanted to go back to what Nicole was saying about, you know, people not liking it, loving it, comment and things like that. And for some people, you know, that can be a reason why they fold. That can be a reason why they give up and throw in the towel. But so it's a mindset, right? And so we have to get into that mindset. And every Wednesday I put up success strategies. And one of my success strategies for a Wisdom Wednesday was about, you know, we going to keep going no matter we get likes, loves, comments, you know, we're still going to post, we're still going to promote, we're still going to advertise, because, you know, who's out there and who is for us, God is going to make sure that they find us. Right. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. People may not like it. They may not love it. They may not comment, but they watch and they see it. Right.
Come
so
on.
It doesn't matter if you don't get any response from them, because at the end of the day, we're not doing it for them anyway. We're doing it for him. And so we have to have that mindset. So, and I told myself, I'm going to keep posting. I'm going to keep showing up. And a lot of times, y'all, I post and leave it there. I don't even go back to look for comments. Like, I got other stuff to do. I got to keep it moving, as they say, right? I got other stuff to work on. So I don't have time to go back and see, well, did they like it? Did they love it? Did they comment? You see it. But anyway.
Yeah. And they see it. Tiffany said it. They see it. They see it.
If I can jump in real quick. I'm going through all of my old posts and copy them and repurposing them.
Yes.
They can be part of a new book. They can be part of a blog. They can be part of a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, I teach writers to take pictures and write stories about, take your post and write a story about it. You know, the behind the scene about what you posted and why you posted it. That's it.
Listen, y'all dropping these tips. Thank you, Miss Deb, for that one. Take your post that you've written. And also, it shows the progress. It shows where you came from. It shows, oh my goodness, look what I was thinking back in 2015 and 2020 and the growth. You know, so that is a beautiful, I like that idea, Ms. Dev. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And Nicole, was you saying something?
I just got a couple more. Show up for other people. I had a conversation with somebody today and they was just going on about themselves and, oh, what was me and this, you know, when I just gave them a connection that they needed and I had to tell them, hey, what's going right? And I said to them, you know, you have to look at what is working. So I would say show up for other people and join other groups, because when Tiffany called us, because Tiffany showed up for me. Right, with great spirit, great energy, with her red on, I love it.
Yeah,
just shining like a star, you know. So and just being like great, you know. And so, you know, when she said that she was starting her women's group, I'm like, sign me up. And so I'm just saying that to say, show up for other people and do stuff that you normally might wouldn't do. Join a group. You know, it's all about your circle and the company you keep as well. And so through Tiffany's group, blessings have come. So if you just start and you just, show up for other people, fellowship, you know, do all those things that God tells us to do and be obedient, things will happen for you. The shift will happen, the mindset, the people, everything. And quality is always better than quantity. And so that's what I always tell people. So, you know, I have to remind myself that sometimes, but you know, that's where my group, my coaching comes in at, my sister's support. I'm in a couple of them and they all add value to me. So don't just think about you, think about other people and how you can support other people as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I forget, Tiffany, it might've been 2022 or 2023. And my cousin was having an event and I said, you know, this year I'm going to be very intentional about where I go and the relationships and really make that time to learn and to not just for what I can get in return, but like genuinely, I want to know the people that I'm hanging with and I'm around and what their likes and dislikes and their dreams and their goals. And you're right, Nicole, it was about them. It wasn't about me. It was like, oh, I'm going to go support my cousin. I'm going to get on the road. I'm like, Tiff, what you doing? You want to come with me? And Tiff's like, come on, let's go. And so much came out of that as well. Well, for both of us, just meeting different people, but we got to be intentional about it. And so one thing I want to talk about with that, and I could tell on myself, and I thank God for helping me with that, but is fear. So fear kind of holds some of us back, because I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in women groups where some of the women were a little catty and it was supposed to be supportive. It was supposed to be about networking. And it's just like, okay, wait a minute. I need to watch myself. So now I'm only in two groups. One of them is When Women Empower, and other is Speak Up Sis Community, you know, because I genuinely have seen the fruit of the visionaries, and it literally trickles on down. Like Tiff genuinely is who she says she is. Angel Wright is genuinely who she says she is. And people have been blessed by that. So I thank God for you saying that, Nicole. Also want to talk about too is lack of preparation. Mm-hmm. So for us, we always prepare for the full year in like November. So 2024, we've already was prepared for 2024 in November of 2023. So is that some of the tips that you guys do as well? Or how do you prepare in order to remain, you know, in longevity? How do you prepare for the next coming year in this market?
Well, okay, for me, I'm sorry, was somebody else coming? I'll wait.
You good to go.
Okay, I'll just be quick. I was going to say, for me, I'm around like different groups of women. So this year we had Go Getter Jay. She talked about this is the year movement, you know, and that's so funny because I started working out like in November, like you said. So Tiffany was helping us get our mindset shift throughout the year. So mm-hmm. I think that as you continue to, you know, invest in yourself, you're already preparing and shifting because, you know, we're moving on alignment of God. So he's guiding our footsteps. You have to be aligned with the right people. So for me, I mean, I do my quarterly, you know, assessments and everything. But as far as preparing, I'm already 2 months in advance. And the groups that I'm in, they're already educated that they have to prepare us early, that we don't wait till the year. They already know October, November, we're already moving the way we're going to move in the next year. So having mm-hmm. those groups of people that's already knowledgeable how to, you know, connect the dots is key. So, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Miss Deb, you were going to say something about that?
Yeah, I was going to say I'm in a totally different industry for myself. I really can't plan out my year because I don't know who's coming to me to get their book published. Gotcha. But what I can do for the individuals who I'm working with, I can plan out their strategies if they choose to, if that's what they want. So I had to learn how to be very flexible. And the great thing about it is I am my avatar. I am a writer. So I'm constantly writing, creating. So as I said, I'm in a totally different environment. I don't have like a lot of people relying on me. I'm more like a boutique. You know, certain people come in for certain services and then I have the luxury of helping them.
Awesome. Awesome. Tiffany, did you want to share anything in regards to your preparation or steps for that?
Yes. And so like what Nicole was saying, being in alignment with God. And so for me, you know, as I sit and be still, as Deb had talked about earlier, like things will be revealed to me. And it's like a domino effect. Things just start to take off. It starts with one thing and God's like, yep, this is all related. So you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do this. And so now I have things planned out into 2025, 2026. Right. And so like with the prayer matters, with the prayer Zoom that we did back on January 1st. And that was just a result of being still, sitting there listening to God. And then it just dropped into my spirit, like, you want to do a prayer Zoom. And I think I put that together in like 2 or 3 weeks. And so and thank you for your yes with that, Latoya. But there, God kind of instructed and laid out the plan for the year as it related to coaching and mentorship and supporting people with shifting their mindset. So for me, I'm very intentional and things have to make sense. Right. And, you know, and of course, God is all involved. And so one of the things that he kind of downloaded is we have these goals, we have these visions, we have these aspirations, people do these New Year's resolutions and you start them and everybody's going hard in the first 1 or 2, 3 months of the year. And then what? So it was like, Tiffany, have something, a virtual seminar every quarter, which serves as like a reset, a recharge, a reboost, a rebuilder. And so that's how my planning and preparation comes about. And then, so in between that, what else can I do to serve people? And so that's how it happens for me.
That's wonderful. We lost Nicole, but hopefully she can get back on. Oh, there she is. Oh, but all right. Welcome back, Nicole. There we go. So I thank you for sharing that in regards to preparation and everything that you all have shared. I keep seeing is the importance on remaining teachable. And I think, you know, the difference with longevity and short-lived popularity is if you literally can be a little prideful or just like, no, this is how I see it. This is how I'm going to do it. And I get that. But it's important to be flexible. It's important to remain teachable. The market changes. What used to be only $25 now is not going to probably profit you anything. So you may need to change your prices. And, you know, people may not like that. So what if you lose customers? Or what if, you know, like Nicole said, maybe family or friends are not sharing, or, you know, all these different things for the services you provide. But there are new customers out there. So changing that mindset on, I only want to work with this people, or I don't want to work with this population. So it's just being willing to remain teachable is the message that I'm seeing as well. So before we close, that hour went super fast because it was so much good nuggets that we were just dropping out there, ladies. So before we just end this tonight, I just want to give you guys time to just share how people can reach out to you, to support you, any questions they may have. So Nicole, I'm going to start with you, Anna, if you could just let them know.
Okay, again, thank you. My name is Nicole Streets. You can follow me on Instagram, on Facebook as Nicole L. Streets. I'm a business coach, consultant. I provide services for dreamers, entrepreneurs, and executives, helping them reach their personal and professional goals. So if you could just give me a follow, I appreciate it. And if you want to schedule a consultation, I'm available. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's Nicole Streets, everyone. She is on Facebook as well. Is it Nicole L. Streets, hon?
Yes. On Facebook and Instagram. Yes.
On Facebook and Instagram, Nicole L. Streets. Thank you so much, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. And Tiffany, please share how they can reach out to you.
Yes. Sorry about it. I'm Tiffany Harris. So you can follow me on Facebook. My name is Tiffany Harris on Facebook. Instagram is Mindset Shift with Tiff. You can email me if you have any questions or you want to know more about how I can serve you. My email address is tiffany@tiffanyharris.net and my website is tiffanyharris.net.
tiffanyharris.net, you guys. Please reach out to these beautiful ladies to support. They are full of knowledge and wisdom. And the Lord, that's the most important thing. I thank God for that. And Ms. Deborah, how can they reach out to you as well?
Well, actually, I am Deb Smart this year. I changed it because people were misspelling my name. So I made it easy for them. But if you Google, and this is true, if you Google One Smart Lady Productions, I'm all over the place. And you'll find my Instagram, Pinterest, all the different things that I'm at. My site is onesmartladyproductions.com. But I'm telling you, if you Google One Smart Lady Productions, you'll find me.
Wonderful, wonderful. So again, we have Nicole L. Street. She is on Facebook. She is on Instagram. And Tiffany Hare. Yes, sweetie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give out my email. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Say your email. You're good.
Okay. All right. So it's streets.nicole@yahoo.com or boutiqueforbusiness@gmail.com. Or you can call me 267-235-2039. Thank you. Sorry.
That's right. That's right. You are fine, honey. And yes.
Okay, LaToya.
Yes.
LaToya, onesmartladyproductions@gmail.com.
All right, there we go. Listen, bro, throw it on out, ladies. We together. onesmartladyproductions@gmail.com. Listen, I thank God. It's you know when it's God, when it just cohesive. There's laughter, there's joy, there's no sorrow in it. I'm telling you, there's no sorrow. When God brings people together and he opens a door. So for those listening, I know I'm not talking about trials and tests. I'm talking about when God blesses you to do something in the kingdom, there's no sorrow with it. There's no sorrow. He maketh it rich. He sustains you. He keeps you and he's with you. So I just wanted to share that tonight. And again, ladies, I thank you so, so much for your yes. And I hope we could probably do this again in person, because I feel like we need an audience or something. Just saying. Okay. So I might be reaching out again saying, hey, ladies, you know, see what the Lord say. But I really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Before we end, is there anything you all would like to share before we close out?
Just keep trusting the process and enjoying the journey.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you all have an amazing night and be blessed, everyone.
Thank you. You all be blessed. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night. Bless. Bye-bye.